May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A really interesting misprint in our gospel this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. In our gospel today, Jesus says, "You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Unless you believe, you get what you deserve. Now, I need to know a little survey of the congregation. How many of you wear a cross? Just put your hand up if you wear a cross. Yeah, quite a lot. How many decorate your car with a fish or some other Christian symbol? Yeah, very good. How many of you have got a cross or a crucifix at home on a wall? Or on a shelf, yes. Yes, very good. How many of you wear a clerical collar? Oh, yeah. What are these things? Anybody got an idea of what these things are? What are these things? Yeah, I know. Yeah, we put one on a car. What are these things that I'm talking about? Symbols. They're symbols, yeah. When we put Christian signs on ourselves or our property, we take the reputation of our faith in our hands. For us, as for the man in the story I'm about to tell you, Judgment Day could be any day. Jesus just said it in the gospel. You must be ready, because I am coming when you least expect it. And it's not always going to be a helicopter coming down on the top of your pub. You never know when judgment will come to you. Like a thief in the night? Well, it could be even worse than that. It could be the police in the middle of the rush hour, which is what happened in this story. This woman was driving along a busy road in town, and sitting right on her tail was a car driven by a clearly stressed out man. The two cars were coming up to a crossroads controlled by traffic lights. Suddenly the light she saw ahead of her turned amber, just in front of the woman's car. She did the right thing according to the highway code and stopped, because amber means stop, even though she could have beaten it and gotten through before the red by putting her foot down and coasting right through the junction. The man whose car was sitting on her tail was furious. He sounded his horn several times and shouted out in frustration because he had missed his chance of getting through before the red light. And as he was still in mid-rant, bashing his fists against his steering wheel, he heard a tap on his window. And he looked up into the face of a very serious policeman. The police officer ordered him to get out of the car and place his hands on the roof. After a quick search, he was cautioned, handcuffed, and taken to the police station, where, protesting loudly, he was relieved of his personal effects, persuaded to give his name and address, and was then placed in a cell to await the result of inquiries. After a couple of hours, a station officer came to the cell and opened the door. She escorted him back to the desk, where the arresting officer was waiting with his personal effects in a little red bag. The arresting officer said, "I am sorry for this mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn and cursing the driver in front of you. And when I saw the fish sign on the back of your car and the Christian stickers in your rear window, well, foolish I know, but I assumed that a Christian wouldn't possibly behave like that, and you must have stolen it. Sorry for the misunderstanding." But I do recommend that you do something about your anger management when you're behind the wheel. And they let him go with a caution. So be ready, because you never know when the glory of God's presence will surprise you, even in the shape of a police officer. Now, we believe in God. Believing in God means believing that God is at work in the world, even in the dealings between the police and drivers, bosses and workers, teachers and learners. God is working things out in his own way to bring in his kingdom. Believing in Jesus is believing that this special man, Jesus, is the key to understanding what God is doing. God's glory is normally hidden from us, but Jesus is God's glory made visible. Our job is to make that glory visible today. But the gospel writers don't just speak about him coming 2,000 years ago. They also speak about him coming again in glory to complete his work. There is no need for those who trust him to be afraid of his coming. It will not be like the policeman tapping on the car window. For those who trust him, it will be like the unexpected visit of a friend. Of course, for those who don't trust him, it might well come as a shock. Advent, which starts today, reminds us that Christmas is coming. It also reminds us that Jesus, our friend and brother, is coming. Advent sees us waiting expectantly for him to come. And he is coming. He is coming to deal with what is wrong, just as the policeman in the story did. So we wait for him to come and befriend us and remake us in the likeness of his own perfect human life. So let us believe in his promise to return and to give us the will to live our lives in the right way, his way, as we prepare for his coming. Amen.